Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, Gosnell, this movie on Gosnell, An American Tragedy, we have a it's coming out in November.
November the 10th. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about Kermit Gosnell, what he was doing, he was abortionist, I don't want to even say doctor, he was abortionist in West Philadelphia. This happened for over 40 years, undetected. And they finally were able to convict him, and he's sitting in prison today. And this is a movie that goes deeper into what actually happened in that brick little storefront that most people drove by as they found jars. When they went in there, they found jars of babies' feet, five jars filled. Why would you keep that in a jar?
But now you know why. They sell them.
Yeah.
We're seeing Planned Parenthood actually sell the baby body parts. Mm. And it's all making sense. They're all, looks like they're all involved in this. It's just evil. As a matter of fact, take a look now.
This next story comes with a strong word of caution. The details are gruesome. You won't want young children to watch.
I don't know where he went wrong.
He's somebody who had an uncanny ability to almost enchant people.
You have to be crazy in order to do these things to babies.
This case is almost unprecedented.
Last February, district attorneys, detectives, and other law enforcement agents served a search warrant on the medical office of Dr. Kermit Gosnell.
I was not prepared to see what I saw in that clinic.
Bloodstained walls, bloodstained beds.
This place was a pest hole. You wouldn't take your dog or your cat there.
We open up the cabinet and we see five jars of feet. This was different than any job we've ever handled.
I'm just so shocked at all the things that they're saying about him.
Kermit Gosnell remains a mystery.
He was happy. He always had a joke. Friendly, very kind, giving.
What happened to him that changed him from a legitimate doctor in West Philadelphia to the symbol of evil?
Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from
Kermit Gosnell. I very strongly believe in my innocence, and there are many people who believe that.
Over a period of two decades, government health and licensing officials were repeatedly confronted with evidence about Gosnell and repeatedly chose to do nothing.
They didn't subpoena people. They didn't subpoena records. They didn't ask to go into Gosnell's clinic.
They just let it fester and fester and fester, and people have died.
There was no reason they should not have been in that clinic shutting it down.
The story just doesn't make sense. People are coming to you for 40 years. How could you be this terrible person?
I went to him because as a child, I was taught doctors were people that you could trust. You can't even trust them anymore.
We've allowed a man to butcher babies, butcher women.
George Bernard Shaw said that practical man changes to live within his society. Impractical man has the priority of changing society to meet its own needs. Therefore, progress can only be accomplished by impractical men.
Would you describe yourself as an impractical man?
No question. No question.
LancasterLancaster.com, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing going on right now with Planned Parenthood. When you look at it, I don't know about the variations of it, but he said they just ignored it and ignored it and ignored it. And what's happening today? Today, going before Congress.
Today.
And they're going to try to ignore it. They're going to try to push past this thing. And it's like, as bad as society, they did not focus along. Media did not focus long at all on Gosnell.
Not at all.
You have to dig this up.
Yeah, they dedicated more information to Jodi Arias, who murdered her boyfriend or something, than they did to Kermit Gosnell.
They were doing that simultaneously to keep all the cameras on this weird murder thing,
right?
And trying not to. It's just amazing how evil just tries. And this, think about this is abortion. People are saying, "I don't want you. I don't want your children. I don't want you to have any children. You know, I don't want any more of you." The enemies, they're saying, I want to kill off your offspring.
Yeah.
And people are going, hey, can you kill off my offspring? What they're saying is, I don't like you. I don't want you in the society. When you actually give them your children to kill, they're not thinking well of you. They're using you, and they're doing what Margaret Sanger, you know, talked about when she originally, the seedbed of founding this whole thing was the unwanted and things that, you know,
eugenics
and all that. And so it's, they're not helping you. They're hurting you. And then you have to live with the consequences of that. So today your representatives have called forth because of these videos, which have been authenticated, reports are now by a third party, that they have not been edited and all that stuff that they're probably going to say today. But they just keep saying, it's almost like they're buying times waiting for the last punch. And I really believe that that's what's happening. I really believe that we're very, very close to the point of not returning to America as it is. It's going to be totally different. The church is going to do well. The kingdom of God is going to do well. America is only 5% of the world's population. But if we're blinking at this, if this Congress doesn't demand, and Congress has, I've been seeing some congressmen stand up and just demand answers and tears pouring down their face, like, you're that's killing right. these children yeah. in the womb. And that's why I believe the Speaker of the House has resigned, because they said, we want this thing done with.
That's right.
And the reports are they had enough votes to take him off of that particular position, so he just left it. These are people standing up saying, I want to represent you. I hear what you're saying, but they still have to do it. They have to say, we will not pay to kill babies. We even need to undo the Roe versus Wade decision and say, dear Lord, end abortion. God, end abortion. Forgive us for the sin of abortion, the sin of murder, you know, and send revival, send a third great awakening. I want to pray right now. I wish I'm going to pray to God to have mercy, and that today the hearts would just be open before Congress, and the eyes of America would be seen. Father God, Lord, we just call out to you right now, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, to forgive us for the sin. Forgive us, Lord, where we have okayed this, or we have allowed it, or even the church, Lord, the church has even allowed abortion to take place within ourselves, God, and that, Lord, you would forgive us for the sin of abortion, murder. God, and I pray today that as Congress is calling these leaders before Congress of Planned Parenthood, God, that you would just grace that to say, you know, end it, God. And to give them the words to say, yes, cause Lord. Everybody to be honest in the context of this and say, okay, it was bad. We're going to end this practice, and not only to defund it, but just to stop it. Lord, we ask you that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, and that you would awaken your church. Lord, we ask for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.